Dozens of drivers honked in support of the protesters gathered in downtown Lafayette on January 6th as they began their march to the Hillside Memorial across from the Lafayette BART station. Janet Thomas, an organizer with Lumberindans for Peace, carried a sign that said protesting is patriotic and addressed the crowd of nearly 150 people in front of the Hillside Memorial, which was set up to honor veterans killed in the Iraq War more than 20 years ago.
January 6th violated more than laws. It violated a shared moral agreement that power must be constrained. And not just January 6th, but the invasion certainly of Venezuela. That disagreement does not justify violence, and that no leader stands above accountability. When those boundaries collapse, fear rushes in, and when fear goes unexamined, it seeks targets. When it is clothed in religious certainty, the damage multiplies. This is why remembrance matters.
Maria Gastelumendi marched to the beat of a drum she carried.
It's a disgrace.
And what do you hope to accomplish by being out here?
Awareness to people who are oblivious about the tragedy that this country is causing in the world. Not only in Venezuela, but it's trying to push bad policies in Colombia. And let's not forget the people of Gaza that are freezing and dying of starvation. And we are paying with our taxes, fueling that terrible tragedy.
My name is Quanah Parker Brightman. I'm executive director of the United Native Americans. It's really ridiculous when this man has already been twice impeached, he was voted out, and he's still harping on, you know, Joe Biden. He's still harping against the Democrats. He's still harping against funding all of these social programs that the community needs, especially Social Security. You're talking about food program, SNAP program, housing. If you really want to address the issues that are going on in the community and be a real leader, you would address the fact that, you know, there's been record number of homeless and unhoused people living in the United States, and it's really inhumane.
Brightman says both his father and brother served in the United States Armed Forces, which makes them extra concerned about the Trump administration's conduct in Venezuela, threats against Greenland, and continuous funding of weaponry for the ongoing war in Gaza.
I'm really disgusted with the fact that this man has made a mockery of our democracy and of the armed forces.
And is there anything that's given you hope right now?
Hope for me is seeing the youth step forward. The youth really need to step forward and help replenish the numbers that we need out there. We need tens of millions of people to unite and to mobilize to defend our democracy, defend our community, and to help each other.
Aki Rasmussen lives in Rossmore in Walnut Creek and participates in two protests each week.
Every time I come, I sort of have this mental thought about what is it I'm protesting today? And it's usually whatever happened in the last 2 days or so. And it's always different.
You've got a huge pink sign emblazoned with the words, Fed Up.
Yeah, and what I'm thinking is, how am I going to cope?
Does protesting give you a feeling of agency?
Yeah, I feel rebooted after I do this.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Lafayette.